Welcome to Design Downtime, the podcast where we celebrate the joys of living a balanced, creative life. I'm your host, Guy Siegel, a design director in Toronto, Canada, and I invite you to join me on this journey as we redefine what it means to be a successful design professional. Let's break free from the shackles of hustle culture and embrace the full spectrum of human experience, because life is too precious to be spent only in pursuit of productivity. Today, I'm excited to talk to Chela Giraldo. Chela is a Colombian senior product designer based in Austin, Texas, who recently joined Realtor.com to work with their design system team. She specializes in design systems and accessibility and brings over 10 years of experience across visual, motion, UX, UI, and product design. She's also a first-time mom to a wild little toddler who keeps her on her toes, and when she's not chasing her around or smothering her with a million kisses, you'll probably find Chela bombing hills on her longboard, something she's been doing since 2011. Chela, welcome to the show.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure having you here. And you're going to talk about something that I know absolutely nothing about, which is downhill skateboarding.
Yeah. I mean, like, people call it like downhill skateboarding or like longboarding. I will talk about both, but it's essentially the same. It's just usually, longboarding is a sport where people ride skateboards that they're just like bigger and wider than regular skateboards. And the difference is like, I guess, the riding styles. So like skateboarding is usually like street like tricks or like playing in a bowl or like a skate park. But longboarding is kind of like different. There's like different riding styles. There's like cruising, which is just like riding in the board, like in the street, like kind of like a transportation method. There's also dancing, which is like people riding these like gigantic longboards and literally just like dancing on top of them. There's also long distance, where it's just like, it sounds what it is. It's just like people like going crazy long distances on their skateboards. And then there's like free ride, which is just going downhill and sliding sideways to shave some speed. And there's downhill, which is what I do. And it's just like going down the hill as fast as possible while having maybe to slide occasionally to enter a corner or like just like to just do cool stuff in the road while you're going down. In downhill, usually, like, it's like very, very steep hills, and there's like a lot of corners or hairpin. With this category, downhill skateboarding, there's usually racing involved. So there's like a World Cup and National Cups, which is like very, very fun. And that's what I used to do, like racing. Then for racing, you need different equipment, like a full face and like a full leather suit to just to protect from falling at high speeds.
Okay, so we have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Before we get there, as you know, I usually like to start with the origin story. How did you get to this?
I think I started back in 2011. Yes, when I was in college, a friend of mine referred me to a job, it was like a skate shop, and they of course sold skateboards. And I didn't know anything about that. I had to learn all about wheels and decks and trucks, but they also sold longboards, which they looked like really like big and oversized, more than like any of the other skateboards. And I was like instantly drawn into longboards because they had these really amazing graphics. And as a designer, I was like, oh my God, I couldn't resist. So I bought one and I started just like cruising around, and eventually I started using it as my transportation method. It was my way to get to school or to work and things like that. But then I had some friends that they kept inviting me to a hill where people practice downhill. I didn't think I had time to practice because I was working and going to school. And so I had like full-time responsibilities, but they actually practiced at night and in the weekends. So they removed all of my excuses to not go there. So the first time I went, I saw people just like flying downhill, like sliding into the corners, even wiping out, like for some reason, even all of those falls, they had that charm into me, and I just wanted in, you know? So at work, I bought a helmet and knee pads, but for downhill, you need sliding gloves. So that skate shop didn't have those. So I totally went to the Colombian version of Home Depot. And then I bought like just like leather gloves. And then I got a plastic cutting board, and I cut it into like circles, and then I Velcroed them to the gloves. So that was like funny. That's how like a lot of people do their first gloves. But so I started practicing in this park in Bogota, Colombia, which is perfect. This park has a road that is very steep. It's one-way road with corners, no traffic, and everyone in the city knows that that's the sport to practice longboarding. This park is very, very famous. They even like held World Cups races in there. And I skated that hill like 5 times a week. Like I got completely obsessed with like longboarding. And I have ADHD. So when something clicks, I just like go all in. So longboarding became my whole world for a while. All my friends came from there. My husband, I met from like skating, like all the life that I have in today's world, it is because of the skateboarding. Everyone that I met, like everything that I did, it just links to my today's life.
How did you learn the technique of downhill?
When I started like skating, I met a lot of guys, and you know, guys, like they know a lot and they like usually go faster than women. And so like I had my group of guys and they started like teaching me everything. And so like I kind of like went their speed, and I was just like trying to keep up with them. But lots of crashes. Crashing is kind of like normal. It's like expected. Like if you don't crash, like I guess like you're not learning, you're not pushing yourself enough. So it was a lot of like crashing and wiping out. And there's like a lot of techniques. There's just like usually the way that you stop or like slide is like you go sideways, which is exactly what cars can do too. But you basically, when you want to stop is when you intentionally turn your board sideways on the road while going downhill. So as well where the wheels lose traction and you can usually slow down and control your speed. You put your body weight in a certain way, and you usually touch the ground with your gloves, and then you stabilize your body just to lose the speed. And there's like a lot of like different techniques. Usually when you put your hand down, it's because you're going really fast. You're doing like downhill, but there's like a lot of more advanced techniques is like when you don't use your hands, when you're like going really, really fast and you're trying to slow down, and then you slide but you don't use your hands. So that's kind of like the hard mode in this sport.
How fast do you go?
Usually my comfort speed is maybe like around 40 miles an hour, but like there's like a lot of people that want to chase that like fastest speed ever. And the fastest speed ever recorded is like 91 miles per hour. That's not me. I think the fastest I have gone is maybe 70. 70 is like very, very fast. Yeah, I don't think that's my comfort level. Probably 40. 40 is my good speed.
So even 40 miles an hour. It's not slow.
It's not.
It is a good speed, especially, you know, going downhill and it's just you and your longboard. And you said you wipe out a lot, right?
Yes.
As you're learning to do it, how do you not have permanent damage from going 40 miles downhill?
Oh, I kind of do. I mean, I had an accident. I broke my femur. So it was a time where my husband and me were living in Medellin. which is one of the best places in the world to skate, because the city has a lot of hills, lots of mountains everywhere. And so me and my husband were hosting some friends from all over the place, and we took them to this road we knew really well. And I was going first just to show them the lines, or just to point out some like hazards or like holes or anything like that. And in one of the blind corners, I came out and like I saw a cow standing in the middle of the road. And so my first instinct was to turn back and tell my friends, like let them know that there was a cow in the road and that they should just like slow down. And when I turned back down, I had already lost control of my board. And so my first instinct was like to slow down, but there was a patch of sand right next to where I was sliding. So instead of like slowing down, that sand like accelerated me to the point that I like lost control more of my board. And then I ended up just like hitting a guardrail. It's funny because like that sand patch acted like a boost, like kind of like when you hit the speed trips on Mario Kart. So it was like boom, super fast. And yeah, like the guardrail stopped me. And at first, I thought I was just like really hurt. I mean, in skating, you fall so much that is like you don't think really nothing is serious, because most of the times it's not. So I sat in the ground. I was just like taking a time for me to like rest. And then when I tried to move, this is like sounds kind of gnarly, but like I tried to lift my leg, and then just like only the top of my leg, like my thigh, move up, and the rest of my leg did not move up. It's just stayed behind. And so it felt like my leg was disconnected. It was not connected anymore. It was just very, very weird. And so like when that happened, I was like, oh, I'm fucked. I broke my femur. This is over. It was like really bad. But a friend drove me to a hospital. And then, yeah, in the hospital, they told me that I had broken my femur and then I needed surgery. And so I did. And that was it. But 8 months later, I was just skating again. I couldn't resist. My whole life was about skateboarding, and I wasn't done with skateboarding even after I broke my femur. But after I broke my femur, I did stop racing. So racing was a big part of my time skating. Racing was like really, like kind of like the best thing ever.
Tell me more about racing. What does a downhill race look like?
Yeah, so I got into racing because I was, as I was telling you, I was completely obsessed with the skating from the start. So I practiced all the time. And as I was telling you, I was with a big group of guys and they taught me everything. And since I was chasing them, I pick up speed really quick. Like guys, as I was telling you, guys tend to go faster than women. And I just had to like push myself to go behind them, to keep up with them. And so I think that my level was like up. And so back then in Colombia, they had a national cup with all races all over the country. And so my friends, they were like pushing me to sign up. And so I did. And I actually ended up winning my first race, like for like the women competition. I was like, oh, it's fine. I'm just going to go race. But I actually ended up winning. And that feeling of racing was insane. Like I've never been super competitive, but racing against other women and trying to calm down my nerves while going that fast, it was like addictive. And so after a few more local wins, I started getting noticed like on Instagram, and I actually started picking up some sponsors. And it was like they were local sponsors. I actually, the Colombian government actually sponsored me to go to my first race across the board. I went to the US for the first time. My school also sponsored me for that trip, my college. So it was really great because people literally paid me to skate and to put my leather suit and race and put, I just needed to put their logos on my skate suit. So they just paid me to do what I love the most. So it was amazing. But that first trip to the US was kind of like a turning point in my life because I met some of the biggest names and brands in longboarding there, which eventually ended up sponsoring me. And that's actually how I met my husband. He used to make rah-rah videos driving behind skaters. He was like super close to the skater while filming. Like it was super crazy because sometimes I'll stretch my hand in the back and I could touch the car. So that's how close he was following skaters. But anyways, so he used to travel around the world to film skaters. And I kind of like joined him because I was also going to race to these places. And so it was like really good. But I kind of like raced for like maybe like 5 or 6 years. So at the beginning, I was just like really, really good at like local races, like winning. And then like that's like when I went to the States, that's when I was like, oh my God, now I'm like competing to like people around the world. And I wasn't like the very first in every race against like other women internationally because they are like super good. But I was up there like in 1 year, I was like in the top 8 women internationally. So I think that was like super good. But honestly, I was just like really enjoying races because it's just like a very weird feeling. Like you have adrenaline, you want to just like go skate down, but there's like also people right next to you and you want to be the first. I mean, you just want to be the first and win. And that feeling is just something really cool. But in addition to the racing and the sport, I think like what I really liked about racing was kind of like the party after. So like it was like serious during the day and like we used to skate and like race. But then after that, it was just like all fun. People come together to meet each other. People like learn about you. You learn about them. And like you literally just meet people all around the world. And it's like really, really fun just to get to know different cultures, different people. And it's just like really cool. Like you click with people instantly because you have this like huge thing in common, you know, like, and for most of us, skating was our whole life. So you connect with people right away and like you get really good friends out of skating.
Is skating something that was a natural thing for you to get into in terms of you were doing similar things before, or was this like the first kind of like extreme thing that you got into?
Yeah, that was the first thing that I did that extreme. I never did extreme things, actually. Like I don't know. I was never the girl who used to play sports. Nothing really extreme. I actually was the girl who like fell like and got a little road rash, and I was like, oh my God, this is the worst. But skating, oh my God, you get so many road rashes. You fall a lot. It's just like natural and unexpected. So it was like kind of a shock because I was never like that. But when I saw people having so much fun and like skating, it's hard to explain. I was like, okay, I'm in. This is it. I want this.
Did it make you want to try other extreme sports?
No. I think it's just like longboarding is the feeling. I don't think I can compare it to other things. It's one of the best feelings in the world, I will say. It's just like when you go down, it's a mix of pure adrenaline and total calm at the same time. So like, it's just like when I'm on my board, it's just me, the road, and nothing else. There is a moment where you completely forget about everything else. And it's just like, I have to be fully present. Because every moment matters, every shift in weight, every shift in like decision, you have to be very, very present because your life really depends on what you're doing right now. It's dangerous. I'm not going to say it's not, but I think that's kind of like the charm of it. But like the feeling to me is just literally, you're just like flying but you're flying and you have wheels. Like you're floating just a few inches off the ground and it's just like a moving meditation. Is there one thing that really shuts my brain off from everything else and that makes me feel completely alive? I think other sports don't have that. Like, I think you're like, when you're like, maybe you're playing soccer, you're like on it, you're like, you have to be like looking at other people, you're in a team. I don't know. I guess it's different.
I'm really curious about that first time, because you said you were not into extreme sports. So this was the first time you're going downhill on a longboard. Tell me about that, you know, going from never having done that into, wow, I'm going downhill in this incredible speed. What was that feeling like?
You feel very scared because like when you're starting, you don't know how to stop properly. You put your feet in your skateboard and then suddenly you're going. You're like when you're learning, you don't really go fast. You're actually just like going really slow, but you are trying to learn how to stop. And the first times you don't know how to, and that's like really scary because then you don't know what's going to happen. And obviously you end up falling. That's what you do for the first month. You fall, you keep trying to push the limits, the boundaries. You're like, you pick up techniques. You're like, oh, this is the best way to stop, or, oh, I can do this and that. So it's like very scary, but also teaches you about yourself in a way that you didn't know before. You push the boundaries, you feel like confident at some point because you're like, oh, I'm going faster. And I'm like, I'm able to be controlled and I'm able to do all of these things. So it's like a journey to get from like not knowing anything to like race with like against like international people.
Do you miss racing?
Yes. So like I used to race a lot, both nationally and internationally. I didn't like get really like professional like other people do. Like that's all they did. Like there's like people who that's all they do. Like they don't go to school. They just like practice every day and they just like focus on like racing all the World Cup and win, you know. But that wasn't me because I still used to go to school. I still had my job. So like I used to go like maybe like. So like the World Cup has different like places. So like it's the North American place and then or like the European place, South America. So in my vacation, I used to go to like three different places in the same area. And that was it. Like I never did the whole World Cup. But for me, it was just like really fun to get to know people, to measure my limits to other people, see how good or bad I was. Yeah, I raced kind of like 6 years maybe. And I do miss racing because that feeling, like when you're on the line, that is like, ready, set, go. In that moment, it's like you, everything depends on you and like moving fast enough to get ahead of the other person. And that like right then is like, oh my God, your heart is going like so fast. It's crazy because I do hate racing. It's just, I get so nervous. And when you're nervous, like you can trip or you can do like any mistake will take you down. So you have to be very focused and trust yourself and be like, I got this. I'm nervous. Yes, I am. But this is it. You got this. Go for it. And so it's a mix of feelings and I do miss it. But after my femur, I was like, oh my God, I think I have to chill a little bit because racing is also dangerous. Like you go really fast and then it not only depends on you, but like if you have someone right next to you and that person falls, you're going to fall. Or like if someone goes in front of you and they fall and then you're right next to them, you're going to fall. So it's like in racing, it's not about you. It's like about like people right next to you, about you. It's like lots of things. I just stopped racing after my femur and I focused more on like having more fun because racing is stressful. And because you have sponsors, there's like this like feeling in your head that you have to win. So like in a way, you don't enjoy it that much because you're there to win. And if you don't win, you feel like you're a failure or something. So that took the fun out of it. And so when I broke my femur, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to have fun and not worry about like winning. I can still go and travel and meet people, but I'm just not going to race anymore.
I want to go back to something that you said earlier that I really liked. You said that racing and going downhill in general really taught you about yourself. What did you learn about yourself from doing this?
That I could do better than I thought, that I was competitive, that I wanted more. Before, I was just like, I was never the type A person. I was just like doing things to do them, and I never care about doing things better. But when I started learning how to skate, there was something that wanted more. And there was something in me that I was like, do it better, do it better, do it better. And that has never happened before. That was new to me. And the fact that I was like being a little competitive, that was new too, because I was never competitive. But when you're racing, there's something there that you wanna be the first, you wanna be the best, you know? And so that was new to me. And again, I think it's because I have ADHD that I was like, oh my God. I think that opened my possibilities of everything. I could do good, I can do better. And what's the limit? How much can I push myself, you know? Not only about like going faster and faster, but about doing more tricks. Or to be closer to people. I didn't trust people that much because, as I was saying, like if someone falls right next to you, then you're gonna fall too. And it's really easy to get injured. And so at the beginning, I didn't really trust people. And I used to just like skate with my friends that I knew how they skated, when they're gonna stop or things like that. And then in this was actually maybe like 3 years ago or 4 years ago. That's actually the last event that I attended, which was a race, but also they have like an open road for everyone if people don't want to race, they just can just chill and skate with friends and have fun. So I did that. And then that event had so many people, maybe like 200 people. And the road was like really narrow, but really fun. It was like a lot of like hairpins and a lot of like corners. And I think that was the first time that I went down with a bunch of people, strangers. And it was very, very fun because going down with people that I didn't know when they were going to stop or how they were going to react to some things was really amazing. It helped me trust people. I was like, when you go down with people, it's like you're like connected in a way, and like you are noticing every movement that they do. And at some point you're just like flowing together. And that's something that when you trust someone, then it's good. You're flowing, you're having fun. You're not really thinking about, oh my God, this person, watch out, this person is going to fall. Oh my God, be careful. It's just like you really like, You just really have to trust people. And that's something that I didn't have before. I used to pretty much skate alone or just with the friends that I knew how they skated. So yeah, I learned about myself that I was competitive, that I could push myself, that I can be good at something. And then I trusted people more.
You mentioned in your bio that you're raising a child. Are you raising the next generation of downhill longboarders?
That is so funny because I'm not. I know this sounds silly, but skating is very dangerous, like longboarding especially. And I don't want to teach her that because I know it's like very thrilling and very addictive. It is addictive. You want more, you want more. Once you know you can reach this speed, then you want more. Then you want to get faster and faster and do it better. So I know it's addictive, but I also know that it's very dangerous. So I haven't even, I think I've shown my baby my skateboard like once. That's it. But of course, if she wants it, then of course I'll just like go for it and I'll teach her everything. But I won't introduce that to her. It's silly. But I do think it's like really, really cool to share something that you love with your kid. Like there's like a lot of Instagram accounts of like parents skating with their kids or like snowboarding with their kids. And it's like amazing. There's actually an Instagram account that is like a dad with the baby. Well, she's a toddler, maybe not a toddler anymore. She's like older, but she has a microphone. Every time she goes down, you can hear everything that she says. It's like, oh no, oh yes. And so it's like so, so sweet because then you connect with that feeling. You do actually, when you go down longboarding, you, or at least me, I do actually talk to myself and I was like, and I do like, wee, oh, ah, you know? So like being able to listen to that into the kid's microphone is like very funny. If she wants it, I'll teach her and I'll do everything I can that I teach her safety. Because skating is dangerous, like especially longboarding. You're playing with traffic. Lots of places you just like go your in your lane, but there's cars coming up. So you just have to be really, really careful because it's dangerous.
And with that, Chela, where can people find you?
I have Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and you can find me everywhere. Typing Chela Giraldo. And my website too. My website is chelagiraldo.com. And if you want to see me skating a lot, you go to YouTube and type Chela Giraldo. Longboard.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is all for this episode of Design Downtime. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, I hope you enjoy your downtime.